All right, gentlemen, put your hands together. Let's hear it for Comic Can Koozie. She's going to hit the stage here, gentlemen. Be sure to tip your bartenders. Tipping is not a city in China. Am I right, fellas? All right. You got 2-for-1 drink specials all night long. Don't be a schmuck. Give her a buck. Don't be mean. Show her that green. Comic Can Koozie is going to shake it all night long. Half off and all lap dances. $20. That's $10 a titty, gentlemen. Am I right? Keep your hands to yourselves and have a good time.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with 3 seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the 3 seashells.
Italian girl. What do you say we go back to my place? I'll show you my cannelloni.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Shut up! I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
Fuck you.
Mom!
Fuck both of you too.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie, a weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage, and kitschy comedy. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise.
You sound a bit under the weather, Elijah.
Nope, I'm fine. I feel great.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody have a good weekend without me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I had a good weekend without you.
It was relaxing, actually.
Yeah. We went to Minneapolis for a football game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Cool. We went to Uptown.
Yeah.
We went downtown. We just hung out everywhere in that area. Went to a bar called Uptown, which I'm really disappointed we didn't visit last time. It's a barcade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw a picture.
And I beat Turtles in Time.
Ooh.
While I was there.
Nice.
That was awesome. I've never beat an arcade machine before.
How much money do you have to put in?
I don't know.
It didn't matter.
I just kept feeding it. Feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. And it was a good time. Had some food there.
Okay.
And some beer.
We're going to hear about the food later?
Yeah, probably. I got really drunk and told the Uber driver about how, because I had to piss really bad.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's 2 hotels by the name of Crown Plaza in Bloomington. And they're both airports is how they call it.
Okay.
So we went to the wrong one. I had to piss so bad. So I told the Uber driver, I said, I've read on the internet that if you get an erection, it can help subside the urge to urinate. And the Uber driver was just like, I don't need to know that. So he probably thought I was just getting a boner in the back of his car, so I wouldn't piss myself.
Uber stories,
yeah, good times, good times.
I was working on my project that I've been working on for a while.
Building that wall.
Nah, the shop vac thing. No, not the shop vac thing. This is the shop vac story though.
Oh.
The charging station for all of my things that need to be charged. And so I got this extremely big drill, and I was drilling holes into the pegboard, and there's all kinds of sawdust left over afterward. I tried to grab the shop vac and suck it all up, and I had the hose in the blow position, so I just blew sawdust all over the fucking ground. Oh, I was so mad at myself.
What would you?
I didn't swear though. Swear.
Why'd you have it in the blow position in the first place?
Because when we were making that wall, because when we were making the wall, the dirt and the dust from using the excavator and cutting the concrete and everything was all over everything. So we needed to to blow it off and then shoot it off with the hose afterwards so that we didn't get white streaks all the time. Oh, God, this whole story. White streaks down the side of our concrete.
Oh, okay, I see how it is.
You ever see a this whole scary story. Movie?
The first one?
Yeah,
I think
first
so.
One, like, she had the one brother who was developmentally disabled, and he got caught in his room like at the end of the movie with his like wiener in the vacuum, and like, mm-hmm. somebody walked in. He's like, "Don't disturb me when I'm cleaning my room." I don't know. Just made me think of Cole.
I think there might be a audio clip of this somewhere.
Yeah, I think there is. I think there will be. we'll find out next week.
I guess so.
Should we move on to some news?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
What do you got, Taylor?
What
do you got, Cole?
Did you want to start with something weird?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
No, well, oh. I don't want to start with something weird, do you?
So... I was, you know, honestly, I was watching a preview for Star Trek Discovery.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I was really irritated that it's going to be a paid subscription service to CBS exclusively.
Right.
And I'm like, God, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. Watching the preview to it and then seeing that it's actually rated TVMA,
mm-hmm.
has got me really interested in it.
Yeah.
And there was just some stuff on it. I guess they aired the first episode on Sunday.
I missed it. Same.
But they were comparing it to, and I don't know why, but to Orville.
Okay.
So, and I understand that they're both space exploration TV shows, but okay. one's like a sitcom and the other one's a drama.
Right.
But they were talking about how Star Trek Discovery premiere earned higher ratings than Orville. And I'm like, why are you comparing these two?
That's so dumb.
It is really
dumb. Who
gives
a shit?
I think, were they trying to talk shit on the Orville? I think because that's
right.
what critics are having a great time talking shit on the Orville, even though people are watching it. So they're just, I have seen maybe one review with the critic that it's like, oh, this is a good show. The rest are like, no, fuck it. Seth MacFarlane is stuck in the past. And I'm watching the show and I'm like, yeah, is he really? Because there's a lot less dick and fart jokes than you would have thought.
I saw the first episode.
Of the Orville.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be, we could have saved this for TV, but
I'm going to talk about this more during TV.
All right, we'll carry on. But I thought it was going to be raunchier than it was.
Yeah, it's...
But I was...
it's more laid back than you would
think. Yeah, I liked it, though.
But, Juke Joint Comics will be closing on October 28th.
So. Oh, hey, that's celebrity deaths.
Sorry.
Hand me my thing.
Sorry, Mike Swenson.
Swenson.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Or is it this one?
Nope, not that one.
Sorry, I'm just trying to... I don't know how to work your machine.
Better. I'd just like to get rid of that machine at some point.
That is sad, though.
It does suck.
Four years in the making, in the running.
Yeah, he had a rough year this year, so that really sucks for him.
Fucking balls, man. I went in a couple days ago. I bought two of my figures. I got my Ares and Moon Knight, finally. So thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Boy, if you would have done this sooner, maybe he wouldn't have to close.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding.
All right, Elijah, you got anything?
Not a whole lot. There was one thing, upcoming comic series for DC, Doomsday Clock. All right, they're going to smash two worlds together, DC Universe and Watchmen Universe.
Well, they've been leading up to this for a couple of years now here.
Right, but right now, like, it's, you know, now it's the Doomsday Clock and it's ticking down. And then we're going to have, like, Superman fight Dr.
Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. tail. Or something. You know, maybe Batman will fight Owlman.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Taylor?
Hi.
The early reactions to the Justice League movie are in, and they're actually really, really good.
Yeah. All right.
Good. Cool. So, good. I've got about as much hope as I did for Wonder Woman going into this. I think it's going to be a piece of shit, but I hope I am surprisingly disappointed in my thought.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
surprisingly disappointed in your thought process. So, words out of your mouth.
I hope it's good. I do, but you know, I don't have high hopes. But yeah, that's me.
Elijah, you've been watching the Netflix Marvel stuff.
Yep, baby.
You know that character Turk Barrett.
From what show?
From Daredevil and Luke Cage. Turk's always kind of the low level, mid level. Scumbag. He's either selling guns or drugs, and Daredevil's always got to knock the shit out of him a little bit to find out where the next bigger guy is.
Okay.
But he'll be showing up in The Punisher. Apparently, from the previews, he's got a gun to the back of his head, so I don't know if he'll be making it out of The Punisher.
Nobody makes it out of The Punisher.
Turk is the one character I would think might be able to, because he's actually kind of a big minimal character, like a big background character in Daredevil and all those New York City vigilante things.
So, huh. Nice.
So he might actually make it out, but I don't know. We'll have to find out. Want to take bets on it?
I will take on whether he dies or lives.
Dies or lives. What do you think? I think he's going to live. He's going up with the Punisher, though.
Yeah, you might be right, though. That's not a... Maybe a dollar, but...
How about a dollar and 3 cents?
Dollar and 3 cents.
How about control over that thing?
How about $1.87?
How about control over that thing? That noise?
For how long? One week? Sure.
Till the next big ass bet. The next big bet. I get to control the noise machine. That means we just put it away for until there's another big bet.
Hey, did you hear about the new CW crossover?
Yes.
They're going to title it Crisis on Earth X.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Does it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, alternate versions of the same characters coming over, and they're evil, and they're going to fucking fight them and shit.
Yeah, I think, who was it? Like, Stephen Amell or somebody from Arrow was saying it's like a four-hour movie. It's going to be awesome.
Mm.
Cool. Yeah, it's got to be better than last year's crossover, for sure.
That wasn't musical? Too bad.
No, not that one.
The Alien...
No, last year's, when the third episode had more to do with the Arrow having its 100th episode and less to do with the crossover, it was kind of disappointing. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm pretty well run out on news. Do you guys got anything else?
Negatory.
I got a couple of headlines, I guess, if we want to run over this real quick.
Okay.
All right. Whoops, sorry.
Not me.
Getting some text. this is a little segment called Who Gives a Shit?
And now it's time for Who Gives a Shit?
All right.
You put a fart at the end of every one of your bumpers?
Has to.
You put a fart at the end of every single one.
No, he did the horn on the other one. Okay.
Taylor, yeah. Emmy Awards happened last week.
Yes, it did.
Who gives a shit?
That's what you should have said.
Oh, you like the Emmys?
Who gives a shit?
Okay.
All right, Cole. Kylie Jenner is pregnant.
Who gives a shit?
NFL players are kneeling during the national anthem.
Who gives a shit?
Hey, Cole's taking mine.
Taylor went to a football game.
Who gives a shit?
And that was...
Who gives a shit?
Woo! I think I won this week's edition of Who Gives a Shit, because Taylor fucked up big.
Honestly,
you okay?
That should just be for Cole. That's definitely like a Cole segment right there.
Sorry, Taylor.
It's okay.
Maybe you should not give a shit. All right, now let's move on to casting call.
Yeah. Hello, listeners. This is a casting call with Elijah Kirby.
Just pause it.
Yeah. Nope, we're good. casting news this week. Supergirl adds a Bollywood star, Amy Jackson, as Saturn Girl. Cole, can you tell us who Saturn Girl is?
She's from the future. I can't remember what her powers are, but she's part of the Legion of Superheroes from the 31st century. She comes back in time, Saturn Girl and two other members of the Legion, and I think they actually brought Superman to the future, or Superboy to the future, so he could, like, I don't know, hang out with the Legion of Superheroes in the future. I think she also turns bad at some point. I seen that story, and then I didn't care enough to read it.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
I got some casting news.
All right, what do you got?
So, there's a video game I really like called Uncharted.
Yes.
Super awesome. Very good. Action-adventure game. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
I played it.
And it sounds like Bryan Cranston is being considered for a role in this adaptation.
Sounds awesome.
I'm hoping if he's playing anybody, it's Sully, the sidekick of the main character.
Yeah, it couldn't be the main character.
So I don't know. I don't know who they're considering for the main role for Nathan Drake. I always thought he looked and sounded a lot like Nathan Fillion, but he might be too old at this point. So they're talking about Mark Wahlberg. I know how I feel about that.
So this is an actual movie?
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's comic book or a video game movie, though.
But, dude, the video game is so great, so I would be so disappointed.
Maybe that'll be Taylor's 10 for this end of this cast.
All right.
Worst video game movies?
Best.
Best video game movies.
I don't think there's 10 of them. I don't think there's 10 good ones.
We'll do the top 10. Did that one. Okay, this ain't real casting, but Taron Egerton, he wants Dwayne Johnston to play Kingsman 3 villain. I saw Kingsman 2. We'll talk about that.
Have we seen The Rock as a villain in anything? Except, I mean, I'm not going to count as super early shit, but I don't think he's ever been a bad guy in a movie.
I don't know.
I could be wrong, though.
Scorpion King?
In the Mummy 2, he was the Scorpion King. He's kind of a bad guy, but he was a hero.
He said he didn't want to include the early shit, but I don't know. That's the worst. That's where I went right to was the Mummy 2.
Yeah.
Right.
Russell Tovey, some guy we don't know, has been cast as Gay the Ray in a CW crossover.
Oh, yeah?
Or, I mean, a gay character named the Ray.
I read about that, but I didn't care enough either. I'm
sorry. Who gives a shit? Who's the Ray?
The Ray, he's a superhero from Earth 2 or Earth 3. He's from a different Earth than Earth 1, the prime Earth from DC Comics. He has electricity-based powers. He has this really weird-ass yellow helmet and a black and yellow leather costume sort of thing.
Does he shoot rainbow electricity? No.
Just regular electricity. This is something I forgot about from news. Okay, do you hear? Because I wrote it on a different sheet of paper and it's not in here. So there's a, it's one of those guys that they just made gay. They're okay, the Ray, now he's gay too. Now all of our fans are going to think that we're progressive and shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this past week, they had the Baltimore Comic Con. And you know Mark Waid, he used to be a big wig up in Marvel Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote Gotham by Gaslamp and all this shit. He sent out a post on a private Facebook page for comic book writers and creators, saying how he wanted to be notified the second anyone seen this YouTuber, because the YouTuber is kind of talking shit about how the comic book industry keeps on doing this shit with these characters that we grew up with and we know and love, and now they're they're changing the shit out of them, right?
Right, right.
You go and watch one of your TV shows. What's the one, Arrow, where Mr. Terrific, all of a sudden he's a gay man and all this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So this YouTuber is upset about it, right?
Okay.
So Mark Waid wanted to have a private discussion with him. Kind of sounded a little threatening, not too bad. But then other creators were talking about how they'd like to incite this YouTube creator into violence and shit. And they were targeting him so that he would throw the first punch and then they could beat him up legally and shit. Man, these guys are fucking pussies. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to go and make fun of him until he tries to throw a punch at me, and then he can't sue me if I beat him up.
Right, that's really
dumb. Fuck the comic book industry. That's why Ms. Marvel can't sell more than 18,000 fucking issues.
Well, all right, well, let's take a step back here, fella. All right. Well, anyway, last in casting, Linda Hamilton will return to the Terminator franchise.
Boo!
Oh, you gotta be happy for that.
All right, why is this still a franchise is my question.
Yeah, exactly. Can't they just knock this shit off, and do they have to bring back...
I like the idea
do
that...
Do they have to bring back thousand-year-old actresses just to play one time so
yeah,
then they can die and finish it up?
Yeah, but she's such a badass in the sequel.
Dude,
and...
it's like bringing Carrie Fisher back, and then she passes away, and then they have to use her fucking CGI face.
Carrie Fisher's dead,
yeah,
dude?
I know.
So, all right, well, let's carry on.
Carrying on.
That is it for the casting call that has been ruined.
By me. I did it.
Aww.
Jolene, you get your fat ass back in here. It's time for the trailers. It's time for trailer trash.
Yeah.
All right. For the first movie I had here is a little something called The Maze Runner. Have you guys watched any of these?
No.
All right, it's going to be the third one called The Death Cure. We'll take
Wait,
a little...
there's more than one?
3 years yep. he spent behind walls trying to break out, and now we want to break back in. All right, get shotgun.
You can't save everyone, Thomas.
I could try.
When the hell does it stop?
It stops when we find a cure.
There is no cure!
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sounds exciting. You guys haven't watched those movies?
I thought there was only one.
No, there's a couple. This would be number three.
Did you watch either of them?
Yeah, I watched them.
And?
I enjoyed them. Oh. They're good.
Okay.
The one kid, like the main character, like had his head bashed in, I think, during like a car wreck after beginning of filming this one. And they put this off a couple of years because he said words no well anymore for a little bit. So
poor guy.
Have you guys seen the Jumanji trailer?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the whole remake.
I'm not so sure either.
It looks cool, but
those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind, Jumanji. Pick a character, and you're that person in the game.
Which one do I pick?
I don't think it matters that much.
Oops, Finbar. Sounds like a badass.
I'll be the curvy genius.
Dr. Smolder Bravestone.
I guess I'm Ruby Roundhouse.
I like Jack Black as like the teenage girl, though. That part's going to be funny. Cole doesn't watch trailers, so you probably might not know any of these. All right.
So these guys, instead of getting... sucked into... Okay, so in the original Jumanji, have you seen it, Cole?
No.
What?
What?
The original?
No.
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
It got shit on all over when it came out, and then...
Oh, really? You listen to what the critics said.
Then my friends seen it, and they said it was dumb, and so I never bothered watching it.
Well, what? Okay. That movie came out, like, in...
Forever ago, when I was, like, in junior high.
Yeah, right.
That been right up your alley, then.
Yeah, you'd think so. I watched it.
I liked it like, well enough. Never mind then.
You like I guess a I lot of explain, movies I don't like. Both
I guess
of you.
I want to explain.
Cole's like
what the
13 years old. He's like, oh, the critics are talking shit. I'm not gonna
Dude,
watch
that
this
was,
one.
That was on the front page of the C section in the newspaper every Sunday was which movies were really good and which ones really bad.
All right. Well, anyway,
Jumanji was on that.
I'm
I remember
surprised. That's a good movie.
Anyone ever watched The Room?
No, we haven't. We have to watch this movie.
We have to watch this
no,
movie.
No, but we've seen the guy. We've seen the guy at Five Guys earlier today.
Yes, we did.
No. Oh, did we're sitting it? There eating, and Elijah's got his back to the door, and I just kind of lean over, and I say to him real quiet, I was like,
Tommy, what's up?
I go, yep. I think the guy from The Room just walked in. And Elijah, like, he doesn't want to, like, obviously look. So I get up, and I kind of walk away, and I turn around, and I see Elijah turn his head and just start busting out laughing.
Did he go, wait, did he say... Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, because that was the cashier's name.
Where did he go? I did not hit her. I did not.
Actually, he walked in, talked to the cashier for a couple of minutes, and then walked out. fucked up.
That sounds like...
So James weird, Franco is playing this guy, this Tommy Wiseau in a movie.
Yes.
Or what would you call it? It's a mockumentary?
No. Sort of?
It's not even a mockumentary.
No, it's a biopic.
Yeah, okay. Of it's called The Disaster Artist. It looks pretty funny.
You betray him. And then this guy, Johnny. He go crazy. Nobody respect my vision. You are a villain. I do this whole movie for you, Greg. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Is that when he's shooting himself?
Why you cut, Sandy? This is great. This is real acting.
You're just going to writhe around with the dress. Maybe do it before you shoot yourself in the head and blow your brains.
I disagree.
No, we already did some trailers for that movie. It was the first trailer. This one is the second one, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're probably right. God damn it. But it looks hilarious. I'm going to go. Tomb Raider.
What's your name?
Lara.
Surname?
Croft. Lara, your father's gone. You can pick up where he left off. I see so much of him in you. Brilliant.
Hello, Sprout. If you're listening to this, then I must be dead. I found something. A tomb called the Mother of Death. If Trinity succeeds, our world is in danger. Promise me you will stop them.
I promise.
I gotta tell you, out of all those trailers that we listened to, I know we're just listening to them, that one sounds the most boring. Just the whole boom, boom.
They're trying
to make the trailer as fucking, like, noisy and big as possible listening to what they're actually saying, and it's being fucking... That sounds boring. Cole's as shit.
Also upset, like, and don't worry about it, like, her boobs are smaller than Angelina Jolie's.
You okay with that?
You gonna be cool with this?
I haven't seen any trailers. I know,
but are you gonna be okay with the...
I know nothing about this movie. And no, I'm not excited. Upset. I'm not excited for this. Right. It's another video game movie.
Right.
Maybe. You know,
they're trying to franchise a shitty video game into a movie, and they're going to do a poor job on it.
I heard the new game was actually pretty, the newest of the games. But the girl that plays Lara Croft in this, I believe, was in what the hell was it called? The Tulip movie I saw, Tulip Fever, a couple months back.
Oh, the boring one where the guy was like in Denmark or something, and then he fucks the girl that he was adopted or something, and she fucks a painter and all that shit.
I will say, in the movie, you saw her boobs. And Cole, not bad.
Not bad, Cole. So don't be upset that she's going to play Lara Croft.
Yeah,
all
don't
right?
be upset, bro.
Sounds cool. It's all right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, last one. A little guy I like to call the fucking Punisher.
Shoot on sight.
My pleasure. What do you know about my family?
I don't know anything.
Fair enough.
Yeah!
They killed my family to get to me. I was part of a covert CIA operation. George wants me dead. Homeland. The FBI. Everybody's part of this.
You and me, we want the same thing. So work with me.
One condition. I'm gonna kill them all.
Yeah, I can live with that.
You know how, like, previews, like, they go... And it ruin your face?
That was pretty annoying for you.
Have you not seen it yet, though?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, you got to watch
Quite
it.
Quite honestly, I will probably watch the series.
Oh, I'm going to watch the shit
I
out of this.
I love
this one, like you can only jizz so many times where, like, you keep wanting to jizz, but, like, your wiener is just dry heaving. It's like, nothing's coming out, and you're like,
basically my sports news.
Only like some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great, and only like soccer when they yell and go. The sports were cold. Don't shit your shorts.
It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Biatch.
So Taylor went to a football game this weekend.
Yep, I got an interview.
Foosball. Who gives a shit?
Let me just say something.
Yeah.
There's nothing like 60,000 fans. I mean, I understand the allure of a hockey game. Maybe 20,000, 30,000 at the most. But 66,000 people is impressive. Like, that is crazy. It is so awesome going to a live football game. Professional football game. We got to walk around the new stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, which was pretty impressive. We got chewed out by a lady, though. That was kind of weird. Well, the Vikings, they've got this giant horn, okay, that they blow at the a lot of blowing in this podcast that they blow at to signify the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really loud, but it's not a real horn. It's a fake horn, but it just looks cool. So we went and we wanted to look at it. And this lady that works there was like, all right, come this way if you want to take a look at it. Come here. She like flips open the curtain like this. All right, that's the horn. Move along. We got to keep this moving. And we're like looking behind us. We're like, there's nobody fucking behind us. We're the only people there looking at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she just wanted us to get the fuck out of there. I don't know why.
So she just throws the curtain open and lets it fall back closed.
Right, just like just throws it open and lets it close. That's the horn. Move along. We're just like,
what a bitch.
Yeah, and I'm guessing it probably has something to do with like that particular area is the Mystic Lake Club. You know, if you're like a fucking billionaire or a millionaire, you can go sit in there with all your asshole friends or some bullshit like that. That would be my guess. And they don't want the people that pay like $80 for their tickets. You fuck off. You go fuck off to your seats. Right. This is our area. I don't know. That was just kind of weird. But other than that. Then there was this old guy in front of me that was wearing hearing aids. And every time I would like get into him and yelling, he just, close his ears. I'm like, dude, why would you wear your fucking hearing aids to a goddamn football game?
You wouldn't need to. That's right.
I mean, it's so goddamn loud. I mean, they had the decibel meter up there. I don't know if that's real or not, but they was like at 110 decibels. I mean, it's fucking loud in there.
Yeah, that might be. That might just be, it's higher than 100. It's 110.
Could be. Just get people involved. But other than that, it's a great time.
That's crazy because you can't really like cover up your hearing aids. That shit will feed back.
Right.
So I've done it to somebody with hearing aids. I'll just go up and I'll cut their ears and all of a sudden you hear this. They're like,
But it was funny because he would only do it when I would start yelling.
Yeah.
Because maybe I was just the guy that put the too much over the edge. Guy. And then the Vikings won, so that was pretty cool too.
Who did they play?
The Buccaneers.
Okay.
Tampa Bay. So.
So easy win.
Maybe. They have a pretty good offense, I think, but maybe it was a good. Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
It was a good time.
Did anyone kneel?
Not that I saw.
No, they were all these people I know are making a huge deal about how the whole team did on Facebook are making a huge deal about how the whole team didn't kneel and they all stood together in unity.
Hey, Cole, you know what I say to that?
Who gives a shit? No, that's why I mean it's just something for people to put up on Facebook.
Basically. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, dude.
Was there any other sports?
Who gives a shit?
No, I really didn't have any other sports news. There was a UFC fight, and I didn't really care too much about it. And I made up a new drink. Like, it's kind of like a Mai Tai, but it's different. It's fucked up.
Is it good?
So those.
Who gives a shit,
dude? Just let me fucking talk.
Sorry.
You know them fucking tumblers I got at my house that look like exactly like this one, the 16-ounce glasses.
Okay. What size is that?
It's 16-ounce.
Oh. Okay.
So I put water in the bottom of it, like a little bit of water, and I kind of freeze it. So then when I put in a drink, then I get a little thin layer of ice on it.
Okay.
So I ran out of beer the other night. I was kind of pissed, right? And so I was like, well, fuck it, I'll use this rum. So I put a shot and a half of rum in there, and I put some water up to about here, and then I topped it with orange juice, and then I took brisk fruit punch, and I put that on top. And then I was like, I don't want to drink this. I'm not ready to drink it. I was like, well, there's booze in here. I'll put it back in the freezer. I put it back in the freezer for 10 minutes, and I took it out, and the whole thing was a slushy.
Was it awesome?
It was fucking great, man. It's like a Mai Tai slushy. It was great. So I was pretty happy with that.
Wow.
But I didn't have any grapefruit juice or cranberry juice in it.
I don't know if it sounds delicious.
It was really good. We're going to have to do it at your house sometime, maybe for Halloween shots.
Hey, that's coming up here.
But not actual shots. Just drinks. Shit. Like huge drinks.
All right, what's up for wrestling?
Yes, sir, we promised you a great main event here tonight.
Hey, Classy, make it up,
champion. WrestleMania!
WrestleMania is running west.
So
Cole.
Hey, wait. I got some news before that.
Oh.
AJ Styles is going to be making his debut as a comic book writer.
What?
Yeah, it'll be. He's already kind of contributed to a comic book story with a writer named Michael Kingston, but now he'll be a co-writer with Michael Kingston. For you know how they're doing those weird WWE.
I was going to ask, is he the
behind
one?
The scenes comic books?
The one with the shield grilling on top of the fucking bus?
Kind of, but he's going to be doing a story about his Royal Rumble debut for the Royal Rumble 2018 special. So
maybe
he's got another career after his wrestling career's done.
Probably not
as a writer. He'll go the CM Punk route. Do you watch What Culture Wrestling?
Yeah.
Because you like King Ross. It's John O'Clock, motherfuckers.
Love King Ross.
Adam Blampede, Blumpy, Adam Pacitti, Sam Driver, and Ross Tweedle, a.k.a. King Ross, are leaving What Culture, and they will start their own shit up.
Really?
Yeah. They just announced that the other day, and people, all the YouTube wrestling shows are losing their shit. They're like, what the fuck? These guys can't leave that show. It's awesome.
I wonder why. There must be some creative differences or something.
They don't own the thing. They're just like they're the guys in charge of the YouTube channel.
Well, and then not to mention, like, What Culture is not only wrestling. It's all sorts of pop culture stuff. And I'm sure
other things, yeah.
Yeah, they're just moving on to the next thing. So, big pay-per-view last night, Cole, that I was unable to attend, but you...
I just watched. Came
over and freaked out my wife's nephew.
Dude, he walked in after we did. No, that was her nephew.
Yeah. So we're like, so she gets kind of a frantic text, like, there are people in your house. And he usually stays, because he's been staying with us for, while he's going to school. He's doing CNA courses at the college. So we thought that he would just be here on Monday.
Okay.
But apparently came last night. So we didn't think you guys would even cross paths. And here he texts, he's like, oh, there are people in your house. And she's like, oh, shit. So I had to call you, or I called Josh, actually. And it's like, hey,
yeah, I left my phone in the car. You were probably calling me. And it's sitting up.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. Anyway, how was it? Overall, you said it was?
Overall, it was good. It was better than average.
Really?
It wasn't great. The last three matches, like, all the good matches were at the very beginning. It's like watching a really good TV show, and then, like, the series finale is just shit, you know? So that's kind of what it was like. The match I was not looking forward to was Jason Jordan and The Miz.
Which turned out to be... I did watch that match. Good. Decent wrestling.
The best match of the night was the tag team match.
By far.
The women's Fatal 5-Way was actually good, which I didn't expect. I thought that was going to be... horde.
I didn't get to that match.
That was actually really good. Now we got to Enzo Amore versus Neville.
So, described, I have no idea. All I know is that Neville walked out champ. What happened?
No, Enzo walked out champ.
Or, sorry, yes. Enzo walked out champ. What happened?
Enzo came out, talked a lot of shit, ran his mouth. Neville beat the shit out of him, like, good, like, for 10 minutes. Enzo got out of the ring and went and grabbed Neville's championship belt.
Yeah.
And the ref was trying to, like, he was just waving it in Neville's face. And the ref took the belt from Enzo, turned his back. Enzo kicked Neville in the balls and pinned him.
Nice.
No, he looked like a weak pussy. Enzo looked like a weak pussy the entire time, cheats, and then he wins the belt.
Hey.
And people are cheering like he's the good guy.
I think it's all right if they push him in a heel direction. But yeah, who knows? Who knows?
We'll see.
But I will say this, though. With Enzo's popularity, okay, whether or not you think he deserves it or whatever, with his popularity, This is really going to give 205 Live a push.
If you go and look at what all the 205ers were tweeting today, they're all fucking pissed.
I don't give a shit. Nobody gives a shit about 205 Live. Elijah?
205 Live.
Who gives a shit?
Whoops. Sorry, I missed that.
Okay, next we're going on to Roman Reigns and John Cena. Reigns won. He looked too powerful against Cena. Cena, they actually had a good match. Cena hit 5 AAs on him.
Yep.
One from the second rope. Reigns got up from all of them, hits him with the spear and a Superman punch, and it's over.
I did see there was one spot that I was kind of chuckling at, and it's when Cena hits Roman in the chest.
Cena hit Roman.
Yeah, he punches him. I don't know if you caught that. But then he was like shaking his hand like, God damn, your fucking armor hurt me. That was pretty
great. There was another part, too. Roman speared Cena through one of the tables and actually fell on top of his head. Roman did? Yeah, I was actually hoping they were going to stop playing that because I thought he broke his fucking neck. I mean, it was bad. Like, I didn't like watching it. It made me uncomfortable to see it. The last match was Brock versus Braun. Title was on the line. I didn't win. I bet on Braun.
I would have too, but...
And Braun scooped up Brock about 100 times and did his... Well, he did it like 3 or 4 times. Did his power move.
Slam city, bitch.
Yeah, his power slam. Brock suplexed him a bunch. Braun looked awesome the entire time. Actually pinned him. Brock got a Kimura on him. Braun was holding the ropes. They never broke it up. They went down to the ground. Brock's shoulders were on the mat for like 10 seconds, but the ref never even started counting. And so it would have technically been a pin.
Right.
Then finally Braun grabs the bottom rope and they break it up, and then Braun couldn't do anything for the rest of the match. Gets hit with one F5, and now he looks like a weak pussy. He doesn't look like the monster he was last week.
Kind of sucks, doesn't it?
It really sucks. So that was a disappointing ending. Like, the first 3 or 4 matches were great. The last 3 or 4 matches were all kind of... The best one was actually the Roman Reigns-John Cena one out of the last 3 matches.
Right, and then not to mention Cesaro.
Oh, Neville was in a match, and people were actually saying this is boring.
How long did he go for?
10 minutes.
And they were chanting boring already.
Chanting that it was boring.
Wow. Poor guy.
Yeah.
But we didn't talk about Cesaro and his teeth.
Cesaro got his teeth fucking smashed up into his gum 4 centimeters, and they have to remove his teeth from his own gums.
Oh, my God. It was a pretty sick smack.
It was the best match all night, too.
It was. He smacks him. Smacks the top of the turnbuckle.
He smashed his teeth into the turnbuckle.
But... do you think he sold it on purpose? Like when he came down and he turns around and he's like, oh!
No, I think that hurt like shit. And he just had to fucking fall to his knees because it hurt that bad.
God damn.
Because if he had actually sold it, he would have hit that and like walked backwards with his head in the air and then fallen down.
No, but like he didn't like fall down and cover his face. You know, he just.
He did.
Well, I know, but then he turned kind of to the camera, it looked like, and then he's like, ah! And then you see his mouth all fucked up.
No, there was other parts during the match when he was walking in the background. You couldn't really see him very well, but you could see him in the background. He was spitting blood and trying to spit his fucking teeth out of his head. It was pretty nasty. And no, then Josh was asking me right after the match, "Whoa, how do you think they got new canvas down?" I was like, "They didn't get new canvas down." He's like, "Look, it's all clean." I was like, "There's stains on it. They tried to clean it out the best they could, but just turned into brown stains."
Should I tell you how they do it?
I don't know. Sure, go ahead. Bleach?
No. There's like 4 or 5 canvases.
There was still blood stains on this canvas.
They probably soaked through.
They tried to clean it up and it didn't go away.
I want to bring something up. But everybody's kind of in a mood, so I'm not going to.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So, when Cole put you in that leg lock, Elisha,
right.
And forced your teeth up into your gums.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
I didn't force him up into his gums.
Just kidding. That's a throwback. You guys should go back and listen to... listen to a podcast or two a couple years ago. Anyway. Is that it for wrestling, Cole?
Yeah.
All right. We got some dead people.
Yeah.
Daily Death Week.
We got two of them. We got Bernie Casey. You probably wouldn't know him from his name, but he was the president of all the fraternities in Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
He was the head of the black fraternity, and then he was the guy who didn't want the nerds to be in it.
Oh.
To have a fraternity, but then he seen that they were like standing up to themselves against the jocks and the cheerleaders or whatnot. Okay. He was also the teacher in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures, the one who was running the whole history class that they were failing.
Okay.
And he was a Pro Bowler in 1967 for the San Francisco 49ers. So, ooh. Pretty accomplished guy. I think he even was like a painter and shit. So,
how old was he?
78.
All right. That's all right.
Didn't have a case of death. Jake LaMotta, 95 years old. He was a former middleweight champ, and he was the guy that Robert De Niro played in Raging Bull.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he died of pneumonia. So,
fucking what? 90?
95 years old.
Damn.
I thought it'd be like dementia or Alzheimer's or some shit. It was fucking pneumonia.
Huh.
Yeah.
He was middleweight?
He was a middleweight champ.
Champion.
He had six huge fights against Sugar Ray Leonard. The first one was close. The second one he won, and he lost the rest of them. I guess he got fucking murdered in the third one. Just like he could barely stand up, but he wouldn't be knocked down, but he could barely stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
But they actually threw the towel in like the 13th round.
I want to watch Raging Bull again.
Yeah, well, now would be a good time.
Yeah, reminisce, yeah. Sort of.
Is that it?
That's all we have.
No, there is another one.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know this guy.
Well, then so, why are we going to do it?
Because how he died was interesting.
Okay. All right.
So Jan Triska, star of Ronin.
Yeah, he was some kind of Swedish actor, right?
Yeah, he fell off a bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was he?
80.
80?
And the top comment was, at least he wasn't sick. I'm like, okay, so... And that, it was funny because that was all the article really said was that he just fell off a bridge. There's really no rhyme or reason for it. So that was "Ha Ha, You're Dead" by Green Day, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one for deaths we don't give a shit about, huh?
I liked Bernie Casey and Jake LaMotta.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cole.
Well, I didn't like Jake LaMotta. He was probably a fucking. He kind of seemed like a bit of a scumbag. But oh well. Yeah.
Should we move on to some TV review?
Sure.
Yes!
All right. What do you got?
South Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Flintstones!
Did you watch South Park this week?
Yeah, I watched it the week before, too, but I didn't really have much to talk about.
Are you kidding me?
Well, the first one, because I can't remember a lot of
well,
it.
Well, I think I talked about the Alexis taking over the...
Oh, the Alexis one. Yeah, that one was okay. That wasn't my favorite.
I thought it was pretty... Play Kendrick Lamar.
Last week, though, Elijah was telling me he hasn't watched South Park yet this season. Hmm. He said he didn't really like the continuous storyline they
had. You don't like that, huh?
Had the continuous storyline, and they're kind of getting away from that. Cartman still does have his girlfriend, but it's more just for a plot device to piss off Cartman. And that was kind of the weaker, like Cartman would say, weak, the weaker portion. The good portion of this week's was Tweaks. Tweak storyline.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Tweak was trying to be nice to North Korea, so they went bomb America, and then Trump kept on saying bad shit about Tweak, and then North Korea wanted to bomb Tweak and assassinate him. It was so funny. It was, and like Trump just kept escalating shit on his Twitter page. It's like saying shit like,
"Well,
dear North Korea, do you think Tweak gives a fuck about you? He'll come over there and fuck all you slant-eyed bitches." I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was bad.
Oh, then he had sent him cupcakes or something, and he said,
Tweak shit in the batter. They kept on running over kids in the middle of the episode, but not one of them was Kenny. I was like, it was funny that they kept running over children.
Had to do with the distracted driving thing, right?
Yeah, but none of them were Kenny, so I thought that was kind of weird. I don't think they've killed Kenny for a long time.
No, they haven't.
It's been a while.
Yeah, that's about it for South Park.
Two Rick and Mortys, because I think we're all caught up except for Elijah here.
We got two Rick and Mortys. Before this one, what was it? The brain one, where they with the memories.
Mortys, mind blowers.
I liked how that he pays Summer to like reinstate their memories if shit ever goes wrong. That's like part of her job, I guess. Summer, you bitch. Get the fuck out of here, Summer.
And Morty and I think the by far the best part of that episode was the red memories were memories that Rick wanted to release. The red memories were the ones Rick said he didn't want in there, and they were just hilarious. Like Morty beating him at checkers.
Yeah.
And then
not knowing how to say things
like granite.
Taking it for granted.
You think, what are you, a rock person or something? Just making fun of
Which
Rick.
Is callback to like 10 minutes earlier in the episode when they got stuck beneath the rock people.
Right.
Like in a cell.
Just a phenomenal episode. I think probably I liked it better than Interdimensional Cable. I
did for sure, too. Especially the last Interdimensional Cable. This one was much better.
Right. Do you agree?
I concur.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just fun. And then you get to see what a sack of shit Rick really is. Just how petty he is. Like, oh, he beat me in a race. I'll erase that memory.
How about when they had to get inside that creature because the
Morty's pet. Gonna freeze.
Right.
The planet was going to freeze. Right, but here it comes
Morty.
Planet.
Here comes the frost line, or whatever. And then nothing happens.
Is this Planet 7 or Planet 9?
Oh my God!
This week too was good. A good one. That without giving too much away, because Elijah hasn't seen it. They travel to a world that Rick created for Beth when she was a child.
Right.
And they travel there for looking for a very specific thing. And you kind of find out that Beth was a little bit of a psychopath growing up.
She probably still is.
And, yeah, she kind of still is. Rick knows he's a bad person, but they're kind of doing the whole thing that they did during House. Like, if you're a very smart person, can you get away with being a dickbag? That's kind of the gist of the show.
Right.
What's his face? Jerry had a new girlfriend.
Yep, he gets a new girlfriend.
And he gets some kind of superpowers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell you how, because it's hilarious. And no, that whole shit doesn't end very well.
I think my favorite line from it was, she's got three of those. Do you know what she has two of? Gross.
That was good.
Gross.
Have either of you two watched The Orville yet?
No.
Just the first episode.
How was it?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
It's not nearly as...
I thought it was going to be shit, but...
I was telling you earlier in the podcast, at the very beginning of the podcast, there's not nearly as many dick and fart jokes in there as you would think. They got some here and there, but this last episode seemed almost like a different show than the first two episodes. It was very good, and he's trying to be a little more serious than comedic. Mm-hmm. He's got a good balance of both, but... Much more serious than funny.
Right on.
And the last one I want to talk about is Gotham. Elijah's seen that too.
That started, yeah.
What's that?
It started?
That just started.
Okay.
Elijah, you want
to talk about this one? It's like the first one of our shows that I watch continuously that has started. I was getting a little weary of them bringing back or getting, I don't know, overplayed with like what they could do, you know, like I thought, oh, we already did our Scarecrow, I guess, but so they're bringing that back in, and now like Jonathan Crane is going to be the Scarecrow,
yeah, rather than his father,
right? So that's kind of cool. Penguin doing the whole what do you call it, like
the legal cards,
the
licenses,
so he's licensing criminals. So criminals, the criminal organization is being like the police on criminals. So it's like crime is going to happen anyway.
Right.
But why not let these guys?
A governing body sort of?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
And if you don't have a license, they'll kill you. basically. Right.
And the cops are like
the cops are happy with it.
They're fine
crime
with it. Fuck
is
it.
Down like 57%. The numbers are really good. So even if you're licensing crime, the crime rate is still down, and the cops aren't getting killed because a lot of them died at the end of last season.
Right. So now are we into season three or four here?
Three.
Or am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, season four.
Okay. Wow, I had no idea it was that far along.
I'm starting to like this show a little more. They're mixing the campy 50s and 60s and 70s shit with the darker 80s sort of, you know, I don't know.
Tim Burton.
No, not Tim Burton. More like the 1985, like Dark Knight Returns sort of shit. Mm. And some of the newer stuff where Batman's a bit darker and all that. I'm getting really tired of the word gritty. I don't know if you guys see
that. Yeah, we saw us both.
The ending was kind of cool. It had you get your first look at Scarecrow. There's some weird shit, like the Iceberg Lounge has opened up finally, the Penguin's Bar, and he's got like the Riddler in the center in an iceberg just trapped in there. So he says it's because the Riddler has like a brain tumor, but we all know that's not the case. So, all right. I don't know. That was all I had about
yeah,
TV for this week.
That's pretty much it. What about Taylor's movie reviews?
None.
Didn't see any movies.
No. Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Yay. Brought to you by Cole.
Thanks.
That was pretty good.
Did anybody watch any movies? I didn't see anything.
He did.
I went to Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Oh, how was it?
It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Did not surpass the first one. Mm. First one was really great.
Right.
Second one was good, little over the top in parts.
No, was that lasso definitely like a laser lasso that cuts his legs off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
So it did some cool parts, but overall, a bit over the top from the first one. It was cool. You know, you got the Kingsman.
Well, you think about it. Where did they go? They came to America.
They have to come to America.
So, I mean, obviously it's going to be over the top. I'm just saying.
They're the other counterpart, I guess, of the American version, which is the Statesman. Mm-hmm. And of course, they have to be all cowboys.
Yeah.
And you know how, like, with the Kingsmen, they're named after knights, whatever.
Okay.
With the Statesmen, they have a brewery, basically. They make this whiskey. Mm-hmm. And instead of... the Kingsmen have a tailor shop. So,
oh, okay.
These agents are named after, like, one is champagne, one is whiskey.
Mm.
Who's
Mai Tai?
One is.
I didn't know if there was a Mai Tai.
Tequila. One is okay. One.
I'm sure there's going to be a bourbon or something in there.
Scotch.
We didn't get that many. But yeah, so it was all right. There was some cool deaths, cool fight scenes and all. But I don't know. I'd have to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
So it cut the mustard.
It cut the mustard.
Yeah.
It was good. It's definitely worth seeing it if you like the first one.
Right on.
But, you know, like I said, just a tad over the top where the first one felt a little grounded, even though it was crazy. Yeah.
Good to know. So.
And now you know. And so, knowing is half the battle.
We're hitting about an hour here. I got a food review.
Okay.
Or we could do Taylor's 10, your choice.
All right.
Or do you want to do both?
Let's do both.
All right. Let's do both.
All right. Go with, we'll do the food review first.
Trying new food and eat at your mom, but your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
All right, got food reviews.
Cool.
I ate some food this weekend, being in a different city,
mm-hmm.
trying different things, right, Cole?
Sure.
That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And I had a scotch egg for the first time.
Mm, sounds good.
Have you ever had a scotch egg?
What is it?
Let me tell you what they do to this thing.
Is that the one where they put it inside of meat? They put like an egg yolk inside of meat, and then they cook the meat on the outside, and then the egg yolk kind of cooks through the heat on the inside?
Maybe. But this scotch egg that I had was a hard-cooked egg. Then they wrapped it in sausage and then deep-fried the fucker.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so it's a little different than what I was thinking.
It'll blow your balls off, you guys.
I bet it sounds pretty good.
It is great. However, where we went was not so great.
Okay.
So Deanne says, we did the trip. We did the full trip to Minneapolis on Saturday, came back Sunday after the game. Elijah will be reviewing these fries here in a bit.
You want to mute him?
Yes.
Wait, does that bother you that much?
Yeah. I think it bothers everyone.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
It's the food review.
The moist, the moist sounds in your mouth. All right. Anyway, so then we went to, we came back that night. We stopped in Fargo. So we went to the boiler room. So the boiler room during the day has an entrance in the front of the building. At night, the building is closed, so you have to enter through the back alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
A little sketchy. It stinks like garbage and grease.
I'm sure.
But the egg was really good.
Oh, that's good.
Everything else wasn't that great that we had there that night, but yeah.
Awesome. That's a good review.
Scotch eggs. Check them out.
Yeah.
Then somebody wrote in to us. Elijah, maybe you know this person. Mm-hmm. I don't know this person.
Okay.
Did you see this, Cole? What somebody had to say?
No.
Well, my app's dumb, so give me a minute. Well,
how about you give me the gist of it?
Well, the gist of it, I wanted to give a shout-out to this guy because he pissed me off. And he said that he went to Scotty's, and he said it wasn't dog.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was
I seen that. That was awesome. Scotty's is awesome. You're wrong.
I'm just
it's
saying,
not dog food burgers.
I love Scotty's. I've never had a problem with it. Maybe It was a bad day for them. Maybe, what my guess is.
Maybe if you have one bad experience out of 100, you shouldn't go onto a fucking podcast and say,
no,
hey,
I'm
they
gonna.
Serve dog food burgers.
Hey, this time was a dog food burger, and I'm glad that this gentleman had a good experience when he went there again.
What is his name? Steve Garvey.
Oh, the baseball player?
Sure. I don't
was thinking it was like it was Steve Harvey's white cousin. But
no, I know Steve. Steve's
a ball
good
player. Well, he was. Yeah, he went to Scotty's and had a good experience. So I'm glad.
Everybody has a good experience except for you.
That one time, man. I'm wondering if they just ran out of like regular meat.
Uh huh.
They're like, shit. What are we gonna do? We got this dog food here. Let's use this.
All right.
That would be my only thought on the whole thing.
I have no idea.
All right, so let's roll along.
Definitive opinion
no, Taylor's
on everything.
Oh, this
I
is Taylor's 10.
I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Sorry, it's been so long since I heard this song that I thought it was a different song.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what we're doing with this one. Elijah just said make a list, so I made it quickly. Mostly all my lists are like that. Let's do the top 10 video game movies.
Top 10 video game movies.
And, of course, I'm just going to say this straight up. Resident Evil is going to make this list.
Right, but as a
franchise.
Right,
I mean, because a lot of things I was reading through, they were listing individual movies. I'm like, who has time to watch all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them all?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I guess Elijah has time to watch them all.
What do I have to do? Nothing.
Number five is Cole's favorite titted lady.
Number five? We're doing the top five?
Oh, sorry. Number 10 is Cole's favorite titted lady, Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Lara Croft.
I've never played any of those games or watched any of those movies. I don't know why you think I like Lara Croft so much.
I don't know. Number number nine, never seen the movie, never played the game, but I figured it should make the list. Max Payne.
Oof.
Never seen it. I've heard that got
it was great, but...
What else are you going to put on this list is my question.
I know, it's fine. Maybe that at number 10.
All right, fine. Number 8, The Prince of Persia.
That was a bit of all right.
The movie or the game?
Both.
I've played the game, haven't seen the
movie. The movie didn't do so well, but I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Was it Disney? No, yeah. Disney did that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Number 7 is our favorite bald guy.
Hitman.
Hitman.
Oh, he's in a good movie.
Which one?
Let's go with the first one for sure.
Well, you didn't like the first one? The guy first one wasn't too bad.
The guy with Justified, right? That was in Justified?
Yeah, that'd be the first one.
That's the one I saw.
I think I like the first one better than the second, but there's parts about the other one I like better. But I still like that guy that played him, that guy from
Justified.
Yeah.
Number six. Did you find those glasses at Denny's, Cole?
No, I bought them.
Why'd you buy them? You could just go to Denny's and get free ones.
Because I was halfway between Bismarck and Spearfish, and it was raining. If you put on sunglasses, you can't see the light reflecting off the raindrops on your windshield, so you don't have to wipe your windows as often.
More you know.
I think I fucked up and picked up a pair of girl sunglasses.
Definitely lady sunglasses. It's okay, Cole. I still look
pretty badass in them, though.
Okay, keep telling yourself that. Number six, Silent Hill.
Yeah. Spooky. Oh, well, the first one, why not?
Number five. You know what I'm going to put for number five? Nah, fuck it. I'll put it as an honorable mention. Number five, we saw this one with Jason Birch. Warcraft.
Sure, not too shabby.
I liked it.
Yeah.
People from the Warcraft movies probably hated it, or the Warcraft game.
I never played the game, so.
But the movie was all right. I liked it a lot. Number four is another recent movie that came out last summer. It was Assassin's Creed with Michael Fassbender.
I'll give it to you, but I'm not so sure.
You felt like the frame.
I just started watching it last night, honestly. Oh, really? And I'm about a half hour in.
Philip DeFranco is talking about this new Lara Croft movie, and he goes, let's just hope we don't have an Assassin's Creed situation on our hands.
Ooh.
Yeah. Really? Well, okay. Because
mostly how good the trailers looked and how bad the actual movie was.
I didn't think the movie was so bad. I liked it. It was all right. It was all right. Number three. I like this movie a lot, and this movie got shit on. But who doesn't like John Leguizamo?
Super Mario Brothers.
What? Are you fucking me? Dennis Hopper!
That movie sucked, dude.
The movie blows. It's one of those younger I watched over and over.
Yeah.
And it's not a great video game to movie crossover, you know? It didn't make any goddamn sense.
Because you're watching
this.
It
was goofy as all hell. But yeah, for that, I still like it.
All right. Number two, we're going to go Resident
Evil. Shit, that was at number three? Wow.
All right, man. Number two, we're going with Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's fine.
It was at number three because he hasn't seen seven of these movies.
Well, you told me to do this
list. I don't know
what's
going to be number one here, but there's a couple that maybe could be on the list. Doom.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad. That'd be in the lower section. Mortal Kombat, not a great movie, but at the time...
Still better than most of these other movies.
Yeah, it was better than a lot of them.
I was thinking of another one.
Yeah, were you?
I was. All right.
Going to put Street Fighter on here somewhere.
Ooh!
It's Street Fighter.
Who's the guy that died?
The fucking guy from the Addams Family. Right. Raul Julia?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, well, whatever.
What about him?
He's dead.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
Mortal Kombat, all right.
Wait, we gotta let him say it.
It could take 10 minutes. Which remix? Which mix is this?
I have no idea. I wanted the original, but I guess this will work.
It's a remix. Pump it up.
Yeah! Tell me this didn't get you amped up as like an adolescent.
Oh, I bought this cassette tape.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is the remix. I play this on my boombox. It's going to take them 10 minutes to say it.
Fuck yeah.
How many times do they have to remix this fucking song?
About a thousand.
Oh, there it is.
This is a different mix. He started a new one, I think. All right. Well, Taylor, that was your first mix in a long, your first list in a long time, and you're still on.
This sounds like it.
Downward spiral here.
It is. This is the last minute sort of thing. Why not? We went for it.
All right. Well, do we got any final words or anything like that?
Chicken Lunchables.
Chicken Lunchables.
Check them out.
Nobody wants to pay $5 for crackers and cheese, dude.
I told you, it's only a dollar.
You getting them from the dollar store?
Yeah, they were outdated.
They were outdated. Oh, gross.
Just kidding. They're in the dog food section from Scotty's.
All right. Well, for Comic-Con Koozie, I'm cold.
Oh, no! There was one thing. It's a fuck you of the week.
By who?
Austin. Austin Saylor.
What'd he
go fuck himself. I totally forgot about this. So I go to Lucky 13's.
Okay.
With new restaurant. I probably should include this with the food review. Anyway, we go there. Okay. And I was told by Austin they had this disgusting sandwich. It's a Monte Cristo, which is a deep fried sandwich.
Yeah, I seen it.
Okay. With ham and turkey and cheese in it.
I think people know what a Monte Cristo is.
Okay. Well, Austin said this thing is fucking disgusting. I go to the restaurant today.
Mm-hmm.
And the waitress asks what we want. I said, well, out of all your sandwiches, which one do you like? And she said, I really like the Monte Cristo. I said, well, I happen to have it by good authority that this is a piece of shit sandwich.
He's just saying that because he's got diabetes and he can't eat it.
I didn't say it like that, but she said, no, no, no. You need to order the jelly on the side and you're going to love it. I said, I'm going to go with your word. And it was probably one of the best sandwiches I've ever eaten. It's like a sandwich dipped in a funnel cake, deep fried, and then brought to you.
Hmm.
Fucking awesome. Austin, go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you, Austin. Asshole.
Guy's a fucking asshole.
Assholes.
Dickhead.
How come it's all Schwarzenegger? Nobody else in the history's never said fuck you?
Nope.
I think Hitler did once.
All right. Well, okay. And now back to where we were.
All right, anyway.
For Comic-Con Koozie, I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings.
Check us out on Facebook at ComicCanCoozie.com and Twitter at ComicCanCoozie.com and all that other shit.
That wasn't right, but we'll go with it. Just okay. Google Comic-Can Koozie. You'll find